from a galaxy far, far away.
And a bookshelf straight out of the 90s.
From Thrawn to Dantooine.
And everything in between. This is Legends Look Back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Legends Look Back, proudly part of the Utini Podcast Network. This is a Star Wars books podcast for all the soul skaters out there, where we celebrate our rich EU history as well as dive into lesser-known Star Wars classics. I'm your host, Jared Mace, not Watto, despite, you know, what it looked like there for a second. And I'm joined tonight by also not Watto, Freddie C.
Hey! First of all, Jared, for those of you who are listening to the podcast, Jared is wearing this amazing actual X-Blade shirt. We're talking Brink. This is a legitimate shirt. Rich, go back to Jared real quick.
Got it for Christmas. My lovely wife got it at Walmart.com because I'm classy like that.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. Freddie, when you woke up today, did you say, today I'm going to, what is it? Today I'm going to skate. What is it? Today I'm going to, I forget. There's a quote.
We're going to have to do a watch, Jared. We're going to have to do a watch party.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Love it. Love it. You know who else is not Watto, but would look great on Team Puppin' Suds? Rick Grace.
Hey! You know, I feel like I would be the most Watto among us. Like, whenever I shave, I kind of have that, like, the double chin and, like, the grizzly. So, like, I could probably pull off a Watto. I'm not proud of it, but it's there.
Huh. I'm trying to think. Does Watto have a double chin?
He's got like a greasy like beard chin
yeah,
neck
yeah.
beard. That's the one.
I see what you mean. Yeah, double I spend a lot more time looking at the snout, to be honest. Well, we're all going to spend a lot of time looking at the snout tonight because tonight's episode, first and foremost, we're going to talk about some upcoming Legends news. We are then going to, of course, chase that with some of the greatest Star Wars memorabilia ever made in the history of the franchise. That's right. We are going to do the definitive Legends Look Back Phantom Menace merch tier list live here on the show. So for all of our live viewers, you're going to get a chance to tell us your favorite merch items. We'll add them to the tier list. You can help us bump them up and down. We're going to play a little game with that before it's all said and done. And guys, I'm going to be honest, my desk overflowing with Phantom Menace action figures. I pulled them all out of the bin, and I'm going to show them off on the show tonight because, of course, this is the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace coming up here in May. And so we're going to talk about everything from the KFC buckets to the Pepsi machines, guys. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah. Isn't it is May 19th the premiere date? Do you know off the top of your head?
Do you think I just have in the top of my head the premiere dates of every Star Wars movie?
But the reason I ask is that's the date of my wedding. What is that, 20-something? I can't do math. A long time before my wedding, but, it's the same day. So, technically, I got married on the anniversary of Phantom Menace, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, speaking of marriages, what if Fode or Bede wanted to get married? How would that work? You know what I'm talking about? The guys, they're, the twin head podcast guys?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a talk show guys?
Yeah.
That'd be great podcasters, let's be honest.
One speaks English, the other one speaks Huttese, right?
Something like that.
Is that right? Like
that. I think so.
Oh, man.
Or the ones who say, basic.
It's Skywalker!
Yeah.
Isn't that them?
I feel like they would be the new age in an open relationship kind of people.
Okay, get out of here, Rick. We don't want any of that nonsense on our old school 90s podcast.
I know, man. I mean, how else would it work? It's weird, but yeah. All right.
Yeah, this is where if I was the producer, I would boot Rick off the show with it.
I'll just go.
Oh, see himself out. All right, he's gone. Here we go. Actually, we need Rick for this next part because he's doing something technical for us we've never done before. He's back. Okay.
I'm back.
Yeah, we do need you, Rick.
Okay.
Because Freddie, let's get into a little segment that we call Legends. As you like my sound effect there, Legends Lookout.
Ow.
Where we talk about the upcoming EU news.
Mm.
And, Rick, lead us off. What do we have here? What are we looking at?
Yes, this is iJedi. Now, that in itself is not news, but out today is the unabridged audiobook for everyone's favorite, Jedi. And this book, of course, is by Michael A. Stackpole, and the audiobook is narrated by Mark Thompson. And so you get over 20 hours of unabridged Corin Horn content. Who doesn't want that?
20. That's a lot of Corin Horn, man.
Yeah, and first-person Corin Horn, no less. Yeah, so if you aren't already a Audible subscriber, you can get this audiobook for free by heading over to utini.com/audible, and we'll get you hooked up, man. It's pretty good stuff.
That's right, and I forgot that that link even existed, but we found it tonight for you. Congratulations. If you haven't used it before, you get a free copy of the iJedi audiobook. But if you're on the fence about it, you got one of those credits sitting in your account, you're not certain if you are going to get this or not, because after all, you've read iJedi 500 times. Well, Rick, we've got good news, don't we?
We do. Let's have a little listen to some of the sample available. Sound good?
That's right. We've got a sample of the brand new, just released today. I mean, this is the benefit of a live show. This came out today. The iJedi Essential Legends Collection unabridged audiobook.
Are we going to get booted from YouTube? We'll find out soon.
We will, in fact. It's available for free. This sample they put out for general consumption. We're going to keep it within the fair use. Yeah, yeah. We're good.
Yeah. All right. Here you go. Goodbye, guys.
Oh, no. You cut out at the best part. He says something great about kids there. I listened to it earlier. He says, I have nothing against kids. In fact, I love dropping them off at the babysitter and never seeing them again, or something like that. It's incredibly... I love it when they're other people's kids, and I see them for a second, and then they go home. It's extremely Corin Horn.
About as Corin-y as it gets.
That's right.
You know what? I wonder if now having it's a different production, right? Now we've got an auditory way of taking it in. If people that disliked the first one will like this because it's like they're being told through that point of view instead of them reading it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to give it a listen. Or if the people who hated it will, in fact, have to puncture their eardrums. I mean, that could happen too. I mean,
it's 50-50.
The things that happen. I will say, yeah. I forgot how slow one speed is. I'm like a
I know, me
two
too.
Speed guy. So I was like, oh my goodness, is this what Mark Thompson always sounds like? He's always a fast talker in my brain.
I'm gonna have to speed up Corin Horn, let's be honest. All right, but love that. Glad it's out. Let's move on. We've got some more really exciting Legends news. Freddie, in fact, you saved the show with this. Just seconds before the show started, you said, the Omnibuy! Tell the folks about the Omnibuy.
I did. Rick was right there, ready to press the green button to broadcast, and I said, no, halt! We have a couple of things to talk about. So a couple of Omnibuy sales are about to happen right now. Or are they? They're ongoing, I want to say.
I believe these are live sales, correct.
These are live as of 3/12/2024. Big Bad Toy Store. We've got The Rebellion Volume 1, which is going for $69. And then we've got the New Republic Volume 1 for $63. So,
I'm pretty sure I paid $80 a piece on these, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, just to give you some idea, right now it's about 45% off for the Rebellion Omnibuy, or for Volume 1, and then for New Republic Omnibus that is $125 full price. So you're getting it for $62.50.
And what's funny is it's at Big Bad Toy Store, so you could also add it to your pile of loot, grab a couple like Thrawn. Get you a Mara Jade action figure. One that I got recently, it's not in yet, the Bastila action figure, because I've put up a coat. I had to show this off sometime. I put up a KOTOR display in my room. So I do like feature pieces, like it's a museum.
That's cool.
So when I bring guests here, yeah. I'm like, I've got a featured portion of my collection. Well, at one point I had a Thrawn featured piece. Right now I've got the KOTOR featured. I had a Dark Empire going for several months there. So anyway, very excited about those. But let's move on from the books, because we've got some fun things happening in the video game world that is classic Star Wars Battlefront games have come to modern consoles. So the classic Star Wars Battlefront collection has come to modern consoles. Lucasfilm Games has announced at a recent Nintendo Direct that fans would be able to play the original Battlefront and Battlefront 2. Rick, I believe we've got a promo image for this on the Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S, Xbox One, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, PC, and the way I'll be playing them on my extremely long drive and flight that I've got coming up here in a few days to Colorado on the Nintendo Switch. Nice. Very excited to have these on the Nintendo Switch. But guys, there's added functionality. Have you guys heard about this?
Yeah, some of the expanded characters, and the new maps as well.
Well, yeah, let's see here. So these first came out in 04 and 05. The collection hits the shelves this week on March 14th, and they've got added content, which is classic. In addition to the classic maps that were already on the games in the first place, there's now new maps. Yes, Rick. So Jabba's Palace, Yavin 4, Rinvar, and Cloud City. Very cool. I don't know what Rinvar is, but I'm sure our listeners will let me know there in the comments. And to top it all off, Lucasfilm Games also added two new playable characters to this relaunch. None other than the man, the myth, the smile from outer space. Kit Fisto, and Asajj Ventress, everybody's favorite bald-headed lady. Mm. So I can't wait to tear people up with the smile, the double-bladed lightsabers. It's going to be great. You guys play these back in the day?
I played them some, not back in the day, because this was in the phase when I didn't get to play all the time. But I went back and I played on, I think, my classic Xbox. Like, I think it was Battlefront 2. I played probably 5 years ago for the first time.
Okay.
But I have a question about this. Have we heard anything about a limited run for this game?
Oh, no. I checked a week or two ago and didn't see anything, but okay. Do need to check back. If any of our fans have heard, let us know in the YouTube comments, or if you're listening on audio later, send us an email at legendslookback@utini.com. You can also contact us via on Twitter at legendslookback or in the Utini Discord. Hey, let us know. If you know about a limited run on these, we would love to find out. Freddie, did you play these? I spent like two summers doing nothing but mow lawns, swim, and play Battlefront with my best friend Braden.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Braden. Braden's a real one.
I want to say that I had a PSP with Battlefront on it, and I had, oh man, I just remember hanging out under the bleachers somewhere playing Battlefront instead of going to class.
That's what one does under the bleachers in the 90s or early 2000s.
Early 2000s, that's
2000s,
great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I did mine in the bedroom, okay. Anyway, moving on. That's not the only video game news that we've got, which is we also have the Dark Forces remaster coming to consoles and PC. I almost said PE, like it was gym class back
Are
in
you
2003.
Threatening
yeah.
me?
Man, this is fantastic. What a great time to be a Legends fan, guys. We got an iJedi audiobook coming out today. It's Battlefront games getting re-released on modern consoles and Dark Forces. According to a press release on StarWars.com, Kyle Katarn really can do just about everything, says Night Drive Studios' Max Wayne. And while he's doing everything, he manages to generally stay very cool and calm. Stealing the plans for the Death Star? Yup. Defeating Boba Fett? Yup. I mean, not me. I could never beat Boba Fett. But some people can. Punching out Kel Dragons? Yep, he can do that. And that's just in Dark Forces. Thanks to Lucasfilm Games and Night Drive Studios, a new generation of Star Wars gamers can experience Katarn's first adventure on consoles and PC. I almost said PE again, guys. Come on. With updated high-resolution graphics, realistic lighting and atmospheric effects, a new playable level, and more. This is so cool. Guys, we first stole the Death Star plans in Dark Forces in, get this, ready? 1995.
Wow.
I remember playing this, and then the screensaver on the PC that we had at home was the one that was like the brick wall maze. You know what I'm talking about? Where you're like stuck in the Windows maze forever and Windows 94 or 95, whatever it was. Anyway, it was one of the first person shooter games, which has popularized what has become a multi-billion dollar game genre at this point. Mm-hmm. And it, of course, inspired spinoffs, including Dark Forces 2 Jedi Knight and Jedi Knight Jedi Academy. All right. Out of all these, we got Battlefront, Battlefront 2, and Dark Forces. Which one are you guys going to play first?
Battlefront. Easy.
OG Battlefront? Battlefront
2.
Yeah, Battlefront 2's got the better story.
It does. But do we play for the story? Sometimes we just play to fight.
Yeah, I mean, get those headshots on Kashyyyk on the...
somebody say fleet combat? I mean,
fleet combat is the best. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So, Dark Forces Remaster is available now. Oh, go ahead, Freddy.
No, that's it. You guys are right. That's the right answer.
Dark Forces 2. Dark Forces Remaster is available now on Windows PC via Steam. It's also on PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, Series S, and the Nintendo Switch. And one more item here for Legends Lookout. I think Watto needs to make this announcement. What do you guys think?
Sure.
All right, Freddy, you do the voice. I'll show the face.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Hey, Star Wars Episode 1.
The Phantom Menace.
You don't actually have to do this.
Yeah, this is amazing. So I can't believe it's already 25. That's an insane number. Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, is getting a 25th anniversary release in theaters this May 3rd.
Ooh.
All right. That's amazing. So Jared, what does this mark? This is a big deal.
This is the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace, and I'm so excited. I actually haven't told Rick yet. I'm planning on coming down to watch this with Rick. I think we need to. We're going to record some content, do a little thing for Legends Look Back. I feel like I got to do this. Shouldn't I hang out with the Star Wars bro on Star Wars Day?
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
That being said, I just planned Senior Sunday for May 5th. So
you need a guest preacher.
Maybe.
Hey kids, I don't know you, but may the Force be with you.
Yeah. Have fun this May the 4th Eve.
Yeah,
right. I guess
yeah. with your Star Wars friends. Let's talk about that, guys. I saw a post on X that I can't say that with a straight face. Oh my gosh, I tried. I really did try. I saw a post on Twitter of someone, and I don't remember who this was. If this was you, let us know. Please roast us in the comments for not giving you credit. It was someone making a joke about the roll up to the Phantom Menace re-release with one of these, and so they had one of the cup toppers from Pizza Hut, KFC, Taco Bell. they had one of these. It was like they're going to go into the theater and drink out of Watto's neck meat, and I was like, you know what? I thought about this for weeks. It has now inspired what is tonight's show. We're going to do a Phantom Menace merch retrospective, definitive tier list ranking. Retrospective extravaganza deluxe edition. Okay, so there's so much merch. You guys know like the lore behind the Phantom Menace merch? The lore is that when they tested the waters with the re-releases, the special editions of the original trilogy in 97, they did, you know, in Shadows of the Empire, they put out merch, and it was to test if their marketing systems could hold up to the pressure, the demand of the audience. Okay, so the idea with this was, let's see if it can handle it. Well, what they ended up doing was biting off more than they can chew. Lucasfilm ended up cranking out so much extra merch, way too much merch, for The Phantom Menace. So this movie, of course, you know what I'm talking about, guys, right? The Phantom Menace starring R2-D2.
Are we talking about all of the Taco Bell rounds, like all of that, or is this what kind of pressure are we talking about here?
We're talking about like when you go to the store, you go to like Toys R Us back in the day.
Yeah.
Long live Toys R Us. S in the chat for Toys R Us.
It's coming back.
Yep. Is it?
Allegedly.
Yep.
I saw one at DFW.
Oh, nice. Last I knew they were all in Canada. So, anyway, it was like the demand of can you go the morning that the merch is released, can you go to Toys R Us and get Star Wars toys at a reasonable, can you find what you're looking for? I did this back with like the sequels recently, 2015, 16, 17. I was going to the store, Toys R Us, Target, Walmart. I was hitting up all the stores.
Yeah.
Freddie, I know
as
you do
one
this too.
Does. You, as one does.
You go and you collect every last piece of merch for the new movie. You get all the t-shirts, you get them all. Because these are the kind of fans we are. Well, they overdid it on The Phantom Menace. And so what we had was record-breaking amounts of merch. This is the most merchandised movie of all time. Wow. Blanket statement, according to my statistics. Okay. So we're going to go down through the list of what we consider some of the highlights, some of the greatest pieces of Phantom Menace merch ever made. So we're going to talk about action figures. We're going to talk about deluxe pieces. We're gonna talk about everything released at KFC, Taco Bell, the other place.
It was too much. It was too much.
it was a lot.
We're gonna get into the nitty-gritty here. Hopefully we'll show you some stuff you've never seen before. Hopefully you can tell us about some stuff that perhaps we hadn't thought about. And then at the end of the show, we're gonna rank it all in a definitive list. Make sense, Rick?
Oh yeah. That's
behind the scenes here, he's like, I've got way too many toys here. I sent him so many pictures of of nonsense. I hope it frightened you, Rick. I really do.
That was overwhelming, but that was also Phantom Menace was overwhelming in a beautifully glorious way.
That's right. I mean, this movie, it was amazing. It was groundbreaking, record breaking. I mean, it back in 1999, people were like, Star Wars is back. Except for this time, it's starring Keira Knightley and the devil.
Hmm. Yep, that's about right.
Isn't that what people think of when they think of The Phantom Menace?
Yep. Obi-Wan Kenobi Jesus and Darth Maul Devil.
Guys, what was your first impression of The Phantom Menace 25 years ago?
Utter shock. Utter shock. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was like, this is nuts. That's what I remember.
I love it. And I remember it's taken me it was cool to hate on episode one for a long time. At least, recent past 10 years. Probably more, I guess. But anyway, as a kid, this is what got me into Star Wars. I remember just loving all of it. I was like, there's more movies about Star Wars? I want to know about this. And that's what got me into the original trilogy. I'd probably seen them once, but this was really my gateway to really see how big of a deal Star Wars was. I remember this is the first time I saw the line for a movie wrap around the building.
Yeah, the lines were crazy.
That's cool.
I would stand in line with all the college students. My dad worked as a dean of students, and I would just like tell them everything they already probably knew about Star Wars. was like, "Did you know?" Anyway, I was that kid. So we're gonna get into it tonight. Let's get into the merch. And I remember going, with family members, we would go to Taco Bell, KFC, and I found out they had Star Wars merch. And then I was like, guys, we are eating nothing but Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut for the next 3 weeks. We need to collect every last one of these. And so I don't have it all, but I do have a considerable amount. Rick, give me the one. I'm going to go through quickly some of my Phantom Menace merch. Here we got Handless Samuel L. Jackson, because I left him in the bin with a bunch of Sith Lords, and he got his hand cut off. I've
Never
got... Adigalia, my wife's favorite Jedi, because in the PlayStation 1's Jedi Power Battles, she had a pink lightsaber. I've got little Natalie Portman. She was definitely a KFC Pizza Hut toy.
Oh, yeah. No joints.
I've been collecting these. I only have a few, but I want to get the whole Jedi Council. I've got Oppo Rancissus in his chair. Also, I've shown this before, but I can't get enough of it. If you lift his skirt, his robe... Oh. He's got extra hands under there, which is freaky. Yep.
That is crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so then I've got Puppet Yoda, Catcher's Mitt Yoda, in his chair.
Catcher's Mitt Yoda.
Yeah, his face looks like a Catcher's Mitt. Okay, and then I've got another Mace Windu sitting in his chair. Okay, somebody in church in Massachusetts gave me these horrifying 12-inch... Queen Amidala's, my daughters.
I think I've got that. Yeah.
Yeah. This has been doing tea parties with.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's been doing tea parties with Barbie. Okay. Just a few more here. Got Sabe. She is like, we just pretend that she's Queen Amidala, but like sport mode. I've got the Jar Jar from Pizza Hut. And it used to be when you lifted his hands, he stuck his tongue out, but.
Oh, yeah.
He licked too much and his tongue doesn't do that anymore. Got a couple of the Comtech chips. We'll talk about these. The Comtech chips. Those are a great piece of lore. And then I've got every single one of the Cup Toppers. My favorite piece in my collection. Let's run down through the list, guys. Let's start off with the 3 3/4 inch action figures with the Comtech chips.
Mm-hmm. Those are so fun.
Freddie, there's a ton of these. Tell us some of the highlights.
Okay, some of the highlights. So you would buy this character, but you had to buy first a Comtech, I guess, receiver, something to receive that signal. You'd place it right on there, and it would basically be quotes of whatever that person said in the movies.
It's like hit clips,
I guess,
for
high
Star
levels.
Wars.
Yeah,
yeah. The problem is, and I tried to get an audio clip for us to play. I couldn't secure it. But let's look it up on YouTube, guys. It is not the voices of the actors.
No, that's
not
the funny part.
Even remotely.
They're supposed to be snippets of the character, but like Mace Windu, go check out Mace Windu. It's not who you think it is.
It sounds like Sidious.
Not Samuel.
Yeah. It mostly just sounds like AI reading it.
I wonder who.
But yeah, we've got just some real standout figures out of these. I mean, they made 38 figures in the original line. 38, including Addy Gallia made the cut, which is cool. Captain Panaka. There's a Panaka figure. Captain Tarples. I mean, I wish I could get Panaka and Tarples and then stick them in Luke Skywalker speeder to just go on a road trip together. Captain's Day Out. Okay, there's some other good ones. Chancellor Valorum. You got the pit droid, the droideka. I mean, there's some amazing figures. Oh, Rick Ollier and Rune Hako. And of course, can't forget Rick, show the good folks, C.O. Bibble even got his own figure. C.O. Bibble even made the cut. The character I've got a ton in there. It's okay if you can't find it. C.O. Bibble, he might just be in the tier list, so we'll get to that. Okay. He's a character that Charles once described on The Living Force as a real barrel of laughs. All right, moving on. After the 3 3/4 inch action figures, there's even deluxe figures. Rick, you know about the deluxe figures?
Like the 12-inch ones?
No.
Or
these, there were three figures, Darth Maul, Obi-Wan, and Qui-Gon, that were just 3 3/4 inch figures that came with lightsabers.
Oh.
The lightsabers, you would just like hook it onto the back of the figure to wiggle them with. As far as I can see, that's what they did.
Okay.
There's also hologram figures.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I've wanted to collect those because there's a bunch of them.
Well, they've remade some new ones. But there were plans to make a ton of these originally. As far as I can see, there were only two released way back in the day. Darth Maul and Qui-Gon, though I've seen a Sidious, so obviously my statistics are not right.
I want to say I've seen like most of the Jedi Council.
Okay.
But I could be thinking something else. I don't know.
I did a ton of digging getting ready for this episode, but even then, there's so much merch that
I just want to give everyone an idea of how much there is. There's niches within niches within niches, right? Like I just pasted a link here called Prototype Pair Archives, and it's all about the Comtech, the technology, the prototypes.
It's crazy.
There's just so much around this. I mean, it's a whole beast in itself, this era of marketing.
Hey, speaking of beasts, there were even creature sets.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's the ammo wagon and Falumpa set. There's Eopie with Qui-Gon Jinn, Famba and Dungan Warrior, Jabba the Hutt with two-headed announcer, Kadu and Jar Jar Binks, and that's right, you're looking at the OPC killer and Qui-Gon Jinn. This is one of the pricier sets of the bunch.
Man.
Yeah, going fishing with Qui-Gon. Noodling.
Yeah, going noodling. This set specifically and the basically any Darth Maul. Any Darth Maul off the shelves. You could never find them. That was the one thing that I noticed. Anything that was Darth Maul related, gone.
Yeah, you know who's not flying off the shelves? C.O. Bibble.
C.O. Bibble.
Still there.
There's also, so we've got the deluxe sets. There's hologram figures. There's creature sets. There's cinema scenes. Now, these are cool. The cinema scenes. So we've got the Mos Espa encounter, Tatooine showdown, and, you know, the scene that all the kids want to play, Watto's pod racing box. So it's Watto and buddies watching the pod race. They released toys for that, which is cool.
Teaching the children
Jared,
to gamble.
We've got the most important stuff, though. We haven't even talked
this
about
is what
it.
You love, right? This is what you
Rick.
Love.
Hold on. Vamp for a little bit, please.
Oh, dear.
Well, I imagine he's going to get a vehicle of some sort, because he said Rick. But first, Rick, let's mention the play sets. The play sets, this might be what he's going to get. We'll see. The play sets, there's three that I could find. The R2-D2 carry case. This is dope. So this harkens back to the OG days of like the C-3PO, the Darth Vader heads that you open up and put the toys in. Mm-hmm. My cousins had that. I wonder if they still have it and I could like buy it from them. Anyway, this one is an R2-D2. You put your toys in, but when you unfold yes. it will turn into the catwalk that they nice. Can duel on. Maul, Obi-Wan, and Qui-Gon. So that's cool. I had a kid helping me today. That's a weird way to say that. We were watching a kid for a friend. The kid was sick, couldn't go to school. Mom started a new job, couldn't miss a day of work, and my wife was sick. So I watched this kid for a few hours. Shout out to the kid. You know who you are. And I showed her all of these pictures, and she said this is the coolest one. I showed her like 300 episode one toys. This was her choice of the lot. But she was feverish. I mean, so she could be wrong. Right. There's the R2-D2 carry case, the generator complex, and the Theed Hangar play set.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, Freddy, vehicles. What do you have?
It's definitely one of my favorites. Beat Up, because I played with it quite a bit.
Oh.
I might make this a Mandalorian ship. It's a little bent around, right? It's kind of rough around the edges, but this is it, man. The vehicles of this era, I would say, were just so beautiful, so elegant.
Yeah. So, Nubian. So,
it's got the I still have the missile here too. I have not lost it yet.
Well, wait till you have kids, Freddy. You'll lose it.
And more than one way.
They're going to Yeah. Anyway.
So he is holding an N1 Starfighter for our audio listeners. Yeah. Nice. Freddie, can you go down the list of some of the highlights of the vehicles that were released? There's a ton.
This one, the first one was one of my favorites, Anakin Skywalker's pod racer. Those things are so fun, right? You could hold it right in the middle and you
Yeah.
Hit
I've got that one, but it's on the shelf, so.
Oh, do you?
Awesome.
I've got the Lego version.
Nice.
Flash cannon. Okay. Flash speeders. Do you guys have any of these at all? Gungan energy
ball. I don't know
ball.
What those are.
Catapult. Naboo fighter. This one is... Oh, yeah, that one is beautiful. The royal...
The cream of the crop starship. Here is the Nubian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one goes for quite a bit, right?
Yeah, pretty valuable. It sells loose for around the $100 range, but in box is valued at about $275.
Wow.
So if you've got one of these lying around, I don't. What I do have is this horrific thing. Yep. I've got
one of those too.
I got a 12-inch Queen Amidala in box, so that's great.
Oh man!
Hey, whenever it hits, you know, the $1 million range, I think I'll sell it. That's
it goes. It goes for 20 now. Honestly, I thought about just giving it away on this show to a live viewer. So if you're out there and you really want it, hit me up in Discord. So
I think I got it for 10, so I can live with that.
All right. Any other real highlights here,
dude,
Freddy?
Let's see. We had the Sith Speeder and Darth Maul. I think that one was a favorite. I could barely find that. And, of course, I think another one, of course, Sabulba's Pod Racer. I never got that one. I always wanted it, but that was one of my favorites.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of droids.
Now,
did we talk about... These 12 inches, too?
The 12 inches. 12 inches. Yeah, hey, we've got a bunch of these. I'm going to be honest, I hate these, but they exist. So, which one are we looking at, Rick?
Star Wars
Barbies? Chancellor Valorum and a Coruscant Guard. I mean, I'd probably buy for the Guard more than Valorum, but yeah, there are a bunch of them, and they're missing.
The issue is once you get them that big, you can see the detail too well, or lack thereof. But what I love about the fact that they made a Chancellor Valorum figure, just imagine a kid being like, "Mommy, I want this old bald man." And then you would take him home just so you can put him up on a pedestal and say, "I call for a vote of no confidence in Chancellor Valorum." I mean, imagine taking that toy home just to scold this poor man over and over and over.
Nice. Yep.
That's hilarious.
Now I want one. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. if you've got a Valorum out there, hit me up and I'll trade you two Padmes for a Valorum, okay?
Any Valorum fans out there? No?
All right, guys, let's get to the fun stuff. Let's talk about the novelty items, and then we'll do our tier ranking. Novelty items. This is, as far as I'm concerned, the cream of the crop. Rick, you ever licked one of these?
What now?
You ever licked the Jar Jar tongue?
Can't say I have. Actually, that's not true. I most definitely did. If we're talking about one of these, then yes.
Yeah.
This is it. We're finally talking about the Jar Jar tongue candy on Legends Look Back.
I never noticed how weird that is, but I 100% did. So,
this is, as far as I'm concerned, the single greatest piece of Star Wars merchandise ever created by a long shot. It ain't even close, guys.
Gonna have to add that.
This is the keystone. This is the keystone of Too Far.
This is. Yeah. This is when they said, "Do you think we went too far?" I wish Emily was on the show for this one. I really do. Somebody send Emily this clip, please. Yep. We need to get a live reaction video for the patrons.
Can't get over the detail on the tongue.
Yeah, it's bumps. It's bumpy. Yep.
It's bumpy.
But here's the best part. When you suck on the tongue, you get to look down and make eye contact. Can't even say it. Get to look down and make eye contact with this Jar Jar toy. I mean, it's obscene. Man. It's obscene.
All right. I can't. I gotta take this off the screen. I can't anymore.
Okay, we put this request up on the screen.
Traumatized.
We need a Patreon event coming your way if we can find one. We need to buy one and have me eat it live on the show. for a certain Patreon.
Show me the money.
honestly, I want one of these for the collection, and I've wanted one for years, but I don't know where to find them. Where would one find? What am I going to do? Walk into the comic book shop and say, "Hey,
can you give me those tongues?"
Rick, say, "Hey, you got any of those Jar Jar tongue candies?" Like, what? How are you going to do this? Like, what? How do you? Anyway, so there's more on the novelty side of things.
Take off your sunglasses. Just say, "Yeah, you got any of those tongue refills?"
I need my fix.
All right, moving on. The only things that could possibly be rivaled in this category among the greatest pieces of Phantom Menace merch of all time, as far as I'm concerned, are the drink products. This is my holy grail beyond the shadow of a doubt. The Episode 1 Pepsi machine. Look at this glorious beaut. Oh, man.
Man. This marketing...
I asked my wife.
Yeah.
They're still around. They're still in circulation.
I asked my wife, if I got one, could we replace our fridge? She said no. But I could probably put it up here in the collection. What were you going to say, Freddie?
Oh, no. I just recall buying more Pepsi because of things like this.
I don't know if I ever got...
This worked for me.
I don't know if I ever got to even use one. I mean, I might have.
I don't recall either.
But I definitely remember drinking some of the Pepsi cans. So there was a line of Pepsi products that had, Freddie, who all do we see here? Whose faces are on these cans?
Yeah, at the top row here, we've got Anakin, Sebulba, Qui-Gon, Watto. We've got some Jabba there. I'm assuming that's Senator Palpatine still at the top. So we've got, and of course at the bottom, R2-D2, we've got Sith Palps. Not naked yet. Darth Maul.
Who could that guy be?
That's Sidious. I don't know what you mean by Palps. That's Sidious.
That's Sidious. Sorry. That's Darth Sidious. We've got Darth Jar Jar. We've got Mace, Crazy Mace, as they call him. And we've got Mullet Obi-Wan on the right over there.
Yeah, two steps away from Moulin Rouge, Obi-Wan. That's what that is. So if anybody out there has any of these sitting around at home, shoot us a link over in the Legends Look, the Legends Books Discord channel, and we would love to see you drinking out of Jabba's head. Some other fun things. Friend of the show, JG, said his favorite piece of merch from this time period was the Naboo Guard. The Naboo Guard Super Soaker. He and his friends would pretend to climb up rooftops with these. Love that. And then, look at, it's great. It looks really good.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a toy like this that shot like a Nerf gun, Nerf bullet thing.
I would prefer to have just one that like squirts. That. I would love to squirt you with one, let's be honest.
Yep, that sounds right.
I think there's one that is like the holy grail for me. There's one novelty item that I need to get. It's just a matter of time. And putting aside the money, right? Because right now, if I use that to buy the battle droid cooler,
set
me back a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, we almost blew past this.
Yeah, I really want this too. I was going to say the same thing.
It's the holy grail right here.
Describe it, Freddie, for the audio listeners.
All right. So you've got, what is this? The transport? Is it a, what is the transport's name? I can't recall.
It's got a very technical. Droid transport, but it's got a bunch of letters to it.
Yeah. So anyway, it's the droid transport, and it's got a bunch of cans. You've got Mountain Dew Coca-Cola cans in there, and you slide it out, and it's not just the cans, but the cans have toppers, and those toppers are battle droids.
It's so good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 maybe on each side or so. A decent amount.
Roger.
Probably a whole 12-pack.
Roger, that, my friends. Yeah, that's a great one. That's a great one. Of course, we started off the show by showing off the Phantom Menace novelization by Terry Brooks. What's great about this, it's a Star Wars books podcast, after all. What's great about this, we talked about it before, won't say a lot here. They made, 4 or 5 collectible covers? Four? Yeah. And they've got a face on the front and on the back, dual-wielding faces.
Nice.
And it's just, look at that ugly mug of Watto. Fantastic. You love to see it.
I remember buying each one thinking they were different books. And then finishing and then reading the next, being like, wait a minute.
I read this before.
You want to hear how obsessive I am about my Star Wars book collection?
Of course.
How?
I own 4 copies of this that are on my Legends bookshelf. In the correct placement, every single cover.
Nice.
And then I own another 4 copies of it that's on my Canon books shelf to go the correct placement of it. So I own 8 copies of this in hardback. And then I have another one that's paperback on the paperback shelf.
Nice.
I sent my Watto version over to Tyler, if you recall, old friend of the show who
used
to talk about the comics. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Tyler. Before we get into the game, we got to get to it quickly. Let's just say a word about the KFC Taco Bell Pizza Hut merch. There's a ton. They had the cup toppers. You buy like $3-4 premium. We've got some images here showing which different ones you can get. They're just like your little Happy Meal-esque toys. I remember having a few. I believe the Yoda in the chair, you could flip him over, and it was like a magic 8-ball. So you would kind of look under his butt there. Yeah. And...
Yes. He guided me through many, many problems in middle school.
If your decision-making is happening on the bottom of Yoda's chair, what could go wrong? And I think I had the Sith Infiltrator. Some good ones there. And then the cool thing is the boxes on these. The boxes on these you could put together into a super spread. So if you get all the boxes, I did not know this until today. The backsides of the boxes, I think we've got an image of this. You can line them all up. And it makes like a super connected collectible mural. Look at this.
That's great.
Did you guys know about this?
No.
Yeah, I had a few of them. Didn't go as far as getting all of them. And I was like, wait a minute, there's an image. And I was so sad.
That puppet Yoda.
There's a ton of these. Now, we got some great info coming in from Skooma Joe. And that is that this was not just merch. Like, they did like a whole like storytelling campaign surrounding this. Saying, honestly, I don't even know what he's saying. Something about Marfalump was the mascot for the Star Wars Pepsi brand deal in 1999. There were several commercials with him in it, so it's bizarre. Yes. In fact, you know about these, Freddie?
I have not heard about this. Hold on. Let me check it out. I might.
So
it might be.
So what's crazy? According to the Wook, there's like Wikipedia pages about KFC characters. So this, I found this week trying to find, I was trying to find a definitive list of all the toys. And this is what I found instead. Colonel Harlan Sanders is a spectacle-wearing human male who was born around 97 BBY. Oh. A known lightsaber wielder, Sanders is a strong and determined individual and fierce opponent of the dark side. Sanders founded KFC, an establishment that serves buckets of chicken that was prepared using a secret recipe. And yes,
stop.
You can click on the secret recipe, and that takes you to another Wikipedia page telling you about the legend of the secret recipe. Anyway, he fought in the Battle of Naboo alongside Pizza Hut Girl and the Chihuahua.
What?
That's great. That's great.
Marfalump. So, go look up Marfalump.
We
can't wait.
We'll definitely have to do it. So there's a ton of stuff. Guys, it's time for the game. Let's get to the game. Here's the game. The game is, we are ranking definitively. Yeah, there's the cup toppers. There's a bunch. I've got them. Oh, and the pizza boxes. Rick, what is this?
This would be a Pizza Hut box featuring your Jar Jar Binks. Let's see. How many others were there?
There's four that I found, but these look great. If anybody's got any of these, I definitely want these in the collection.
I'm starting to appreciate some pizza box art.
Sans the pizza. Please send them empty if you have them. But, guys, let's rank them once and for all. We've now seen the scope of what was offered. And we're not ranking, like, every single action figure, but I've got, like, highlights, a handful. And then we're going to go through, when it's your turn, we're going to go around the horn here. We'll do it fairly quickly for the sake of time and tedium. And when it's your turn, you can do one of two things. You can, A, place something on the tier list. So I would declare the Pepsi fridge as S tier, for example. S tier being even higher than A tier, as in superior, okay? As in Sidious tier. You put that up top. You can put something on the tier list. The other thing you can do on your turn is you can move someone else's up or down. So you can bump up or down one tier when it's your turn if you disagree with someone else's placement. And we're going to give a turn to the chat as well. Chat gets a turn. Okay, so Rick, lead us off with the definitive Phantom Menace merch tier list of 1999.
Wow. Okay, so are you saying I get the first pick, or am I describing
first
it?
Pick. Yeah, first pick. You pick one item, and you get to put it where you want it. You get to put it where you want it.
All right, so for me, it's going to have to be, let's see, S is superior. What is it?
Yeah, that's the highest tier. That's why it's on top.
Okay.
And then it's A down through D after that.
See, that makes no sense, because it's sad and red, and it looks like it's bad.
Just rank one, Rick.
All right. We're going to go with the Naboo Starfighter, top of the list.
Ooh.
Or the Queen's, what's it called? Nubian.
The Nubian. Yep.
Nubian Royal Starship.
There you go. Thank you.
Nagumian Starship.
Hey, come on.
100% the Battle Droid Can Cooler is, in my opinion, an S tier.
What are we going to do? Just put all of this in S tier, guys? Come on. All right. For my first pick, 12-inch Queen Amidala is D tier. Sorry. D tier.
That's your first pick? Out of all the things you could pick.
I hate this thing.
That's not how you do drafts. That's not how this works.
This is not a draft. This is a tier list.
Yeah, okay.
You're up, Rick.
Can I put...
No, it's the chat's turn. The chat. So the chat, now it's your turn. So you would say you want to... You can move something up or down or add something. So somebody in the chat, first come, first serve, it is your turn to put something up.
Surfer, and if it takes more than 5 seconds, we're going to skip you.
Yeah, we'll move on. We'll keep going. But when they put theirs up, you know what to do, Rick.
All right, so back to me. I'm going to say... okay.
Ooh, we've got one. Steven.
The Comtech. I'll put it at B.
Okay, Comtech, which one? Which character is that?
Can we downvote someone else's...
Yes.
Yes, when it's your turn, but that would be your use of your turn.
Oh, okay. So there's two contexts. Okay. I don't know how many there were.
There's like four. Which one is
that? Yeah, okay, I see. I can't tell. Looks like
I've got Adi Gallia, Seal Bibble, Ki Adi Mundi, and Seal maybe Darth Maul.
That's Adi Gallia.
All right, Adi Gallia B tier. That's fine.
I mean, yeah, I didn't realize that there were others.
There's a Sabe up there. Yeah,
I imagine if you use the Darth Maul comtech, right? It's not the right voice.
Man. Hey, you wanna get sliced?
Bet you don't want to see these spider legs. All right, all right.
Catch up with some comments.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, Stephen, I think you might have missed our discourse about this, but. We're going to put Jar Jar on the A list for everybody.
A tier. Okay. All right. Ooh. Controversial pick there.
Yep.
All right. Keep going with the chat. We got
all right. Skooma. Let's see. Yep. Skooma said the Pepsi cans are S, going to the top.
You love cool. to see it. I'm not drinking. I've got an Ozark drink, so unfortunately.
Here I was. Jabba's 25-year-old soda.
Oh, boy.
No, so, my soda's not 25 years old, thankfully.
We've got some votes, Jared. We've got some votes for Jar Jar.
Looks like Jar Jar might have to be moved up.
All right, move it up. Move it up to S tier. That's right. So two votes from the chat.
Madness. And I think he is like leading the pack now for capturing tallies.
So now, Rick, you could move it all the way to the left since it's got that many votes. So there's rankings within the rankings. There you go.
Sorcery. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So it's the top
sorcery
the
is this? Can we,
Freddie,
put in a vote for a D tier.
Okay, what you got?
We're going to do Chancellor Valorum.
Okay.
Vote of no confidence.
Vote of no confidence right there. There you go.
Yep. So the 12-inch figures are not doing too well right now. Not doing too well.
I'm a 3 3/4 purist. I don't even like 6-inch black figures, black series figures. Don't like them. They're too big. They're gangly, unruly.
What else, chat?
Too articulated.
Got
gangly.
Yeah. Let the chat catch up. I'm gonna go with my turn. Who do we have left there? Boy, that is a small image on my little computer. Let me blow this up so I can see him a little better. Who's getting? Oh, Cup Toppers. Definitely S tier for the Cup Toppers for me. I love the Cup Toppers. That's like my favorite piece of merch.
All right. Whose turn is it now?
Yours or the chat's, whichever you're feeling.
I am going to move down the Cup Toppers because I think they're overrated.
No, dude.
Fine. When you come to my house, you're going to have to drink out of a cup like a pour.
You're getting
really just, you're not even going to react to that.
Yeah, like a peasant.
They're pretty cool. I'm just messing with you.
R2-D2 case. A.
Yes.
A tier for that. All right. Cool. So here's some more good ones in the chat. We've got Fishing with Qui-Gon Jinn at B tier from Izgul. Fishing with Qui-Gon Jinn at B tier.
Fishing with Qui-Gon.
It sounds like a show on like the Outdoor Network.
Yep. I might watch that.
It would be very wholesome.
Just watch that.
Hey, everybody.
Need to have a Utini guide for fishing with Qui-Gon.
There's always a bigger fish.
Yes.
All right. Another good one from the chat. Vending machine has got to be S tier. Yeah, I mean, that's SS plus tier as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, we'll move it like middle of the pack. Maybe even right about there.
Okay, so that's good. Freddy's turn now?
Sure.
What do we have left here?
Just a few. We got Sabe. There's Adi Gallia, the Super Soaker.
They must be sorted.
Ooh, Super Soaker. I think that's a nice A tier toy. That looks like a lot of fun. I definitely have fun with it.
Yeah. I mean, the Nerf one, like I said, I play with that toy for years.
Yeah.
So good choice.
All right, back to you, Rick.
Oh boy, what is this? Is this Comtech?
That's a Cinema Scene playset of Qui-Gon dueling Maul.
That looks sick. Let's go A tier for that one.
We could never afford those, so
right. That's what I'm saying. Like, YOLO, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, on my turn, I'm going to use my vote to bump down the Nubian to A tier. Just because... all right, I've got one of those big ships that's so big you put your action figures in, and it's too big for the shelves, guys. It's too big for the shelves. It's too big for the toy bucket. Where are you going to put this thing?
Well, you got to prioritize and have room for your ships, Jared.
I'm going to be honest. I don't even know where my ship is.
Maybe you take one of the four Phantom Menace covers and choose one.
Okay, you could get rid of three and still not have enough room for a ship. Yeah, these things are friggin' huge.
You're right.
All right, let's round it out. Rapid fire, lightning round. Freddy, you're next.
I almost want to bump down Jar Jar, but I think as a concept, it needs to stay at number one. So I'm going to leave
it for
there.
The memes, Freddy.
I will use my vote if I have to raise it up back to S, though. Let's see here. C.O. Bibble. How about a C for C.O. Bibble?
C.O. Bibble is in C tier.
Where is this? I can't see.
I'll try to blow it up on my end and see if I can tell.
Let's just say yes.
Yes, that's him. He's C tier. Okay. Yeah. For my turn, I'm going to bump C.O. Bibble down to D tier. Ain't nobody. He is the literal definition of a peg warmer.
Nice. I'm going to go deluxe lightsaber C tier.
Yeah, it's weird because like, I don't even think there's a blade in there. I think it's just the handle that you like squeeze onto their hips so you can wiggle them around and make them fight.
Yep,
wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Nice. Who's next?
Freddy.
Okay, let's see here. Do we have Darth Maul Comtech?
We do.
Let's do B on that one.
Nice.
And I'm going to close this out for the sake of time with Ki Adi Mundi, B tier, KFC, all the KFC toys in A tier. That's right, Rick. You knew exactly where to go. And Sabe's like a B tier. Yeah, she's like I said, she's like sport mode Queen Amidala. Because like with an action figure, you can make her do a lot of fun stuff. She goes on
and
crazy adventures up here in this room. All right, last round, guys, to move anything you want to move.
I will move the toppers back up.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, good sir. You're welcome. This is like
that completes
a
it.
Weird. It's like a weird Secret Santa. We ready to lock it in? Let's
those
lock it
good.
In.
Those are solid.
The Definitive it. Legends look back, Phantom Menace, merchandise, tier list. Whew, there's a lot of stuff.
Collector toy
there's a lot
guide.
Of stuff. Found at a Toys R Us near you, coming back to stores by 2099.
Look in your nearest airport.
This has been a lot of fun. I'm excited to drink out of the back of Sticky Boss Nass's, get some Pepsi in here, drink out of the back of his ponytail, and go on down to Dallas to hang out with Rick for the re-release of The Phantom Menace. But that is going to do it for this episode of Legends Look Back. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks to our incredible patrons for your support. Thanks to the live chat for having been here tonight. You can find us every other Tuesday night on the Teeny Vault Discord channel. YouTube channel, going live every other Tuesday night at 8:30 Central. Next episode's going to be on Tuesday, March 26th for the New Jedi Order Agents of Chaos Roundtable. Thanks to our incredible patrons. A special thank you to Brian Dooley, Carl Sander, Michael Fry, Raymond Bazinski, as well as James T., Ashley Ingalls, Colton Fife, and Chris Carrizo. If you'd like your thoughts read on the show, boy, there's a lot to chime in on for this episode. Throw them at us, please. Our contact information can be found in the description. You can catch us live, like I said, every other Tuesday night at youtube.com/@UtiniVault. Ring that bell if you want to get notified whenever we go live. It's a good way to keep up with that. Remember to sub to the channel. Leave us a review in your podcast platform of choice. Give us those little sparkly stars. Those help other folks find the show just like you did. You can also find us on Twitter @LegendsLookBack. Remember to keep the Utini fan code. We're almost there, guys. Keep the Utini fan code and be a force for positivity in the fandom. May the force be with you, Slimos.
This is a Utini broadcast.